You're listening to The Hawk 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
This is Aaron McCallum, and you're listening to Blues First Canada with Ken Wallace, keeping the blues alive.
Aaron McCallum, big voice and big sound, and when she belts it out, you cannot help but listen. We're going to hear a cut from her album, It's Time, one of my favorite tunes of all time, Band-Aid Solution, and then we're going to have a chat with Aaron McCallum about some new developments with her band and the fact that she's getting ready to record a new album.
If you tell a white lie, well, you're just passing time. If you're just talking trash, it'll get you on down the line, yeah. Well, you might have pulled someone, but the drink won't last. You get by for now and then it runs out fast. It's just a band-aid solution, don't you know? You've been talking in circles, hoping things will turn out fine. When you're running on sand, where you just can't turn on a dime, yeah. Well, you might have fooled someone, but the trip won't last. You get by for now and then it runs out fast. It's just a band-aid solution, don't you know? Your life on lay away. Tell Paul that you pay Peter, and Peter that the check I sent today. Yeah. Well, you might have pulled someone, but the trip won't last. You get life on down and then it runs out fast. It's just a band-aid solution, don't you know? You gotta get yourself together.
Music is coming back and bands are getting on the stage and they're starting to record new music. And to check it all out, we're talking to Aaron McCallum. Aaron, thanks for coming on the show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks for having me.
Well, I understand you're in the works of writing some material and potentially starting to record a new album.
Yes. Well, new album material's been in the works for some time. You know, a writer's always writing, but the exciting news is the songs are getting filtered down and they're shortlisted. And yes, there are plans to go full steam ahead with an album.
And I understand you have a new bandmate.
I do. It's an easy thing to talk about. Teddy Leonard, guitar player extraordinaire, has joined the Aaron McCallum Band. He's the number one guy.
He is so well known throughout the industry. He's a fantastic guitarist. For those people that don't really know that much about Teddy, can you fill us in a little bit of his background?
Sure. Well, Teddy's been playing longer than I've been alive. He's got 40 plus years in this business as an actively working blues guitarist. And I became a fan of him when I was just maybe a teenager. And by then he had already done all kinds of stuff. He's backed Hubert Sumlin. He's opened for B.B. King. He's probably best known for his work in the band Fathead with John May singing. But his career storied. He worked along Morgan Davis. He was a full member of the Kendall Wall Band back when, Gary and the band were really nurturing the live music scene in Toronto. So the list is endless. There's so much to know.
So when was the first time you saw Teddy Leonard perform?
The first time I saw Teddy perform was actually before I was on the blues scene as an artist. I was maybe 18 years old, and I was working as a bartender in my hometown and working my way through college, like all the bartenders do. And there was a little place called the Mill Pond Center. It was maybe just a few steps from where I worked, and I popped in there one night and I took note at this guitar playing, and I've been a fan ever since.
He is so well known for performing with multiple musicians, and I understand not only is he a guitarist, but he plays other instruments as well.
Yeah, Teddy is a multi-instrumentalist, and another thing to know as well is he is also a really good producer. If you read some of the liner notes in some Fathead's albums and stuff, he gets full credit. He also got a special mention in John May's solo album as well. So he's got an ear and some skill.
And he's also a member of the Maple Blues Review, the band, and they are going to be recording, I understand.
Yeah, as far as I know, they are planning on getting into the studio. And on top of that, they're actively performing as well. I believe the last thing that the Maple Blues Band did was at the Calgary International Blues Fest at the beginning of August. And I'll tell you, that was a heck of a lineup. And I believe they headlined.
And he's won a ton of awards. The guy must have an addition on his house to house all those stuff. Tell us a little bit about that. I know he's won several awards with Fathead.
Yeah. Oh, plenty, including a Juno. But here's the part I love. I love this part. So most people work their entire career and, if they're successful, they're working. One of the greatest things you can receive is a Lifetime Achievement Award. It's, elusive, and you have to be pretty special. Teddy Leonard has two of those, and I love him for that. He's got independent music awards, Maple Blues Awards, you name it, Juno.
So how is the Aaron McCallum Band going to change with Teddy being on the scene?
Oh, well, the reason why Teddy Leonard was my first and only call, like you can put together a dream team, is because his stylings on the guitar just offer a whole new dimension to what we can do. So right now we're operating as a trio. I've picked up the responsibilities on the bass, and Joe Pace, still after 16 years, he's serving as the drummer. Bringing in Teddy opens a fantastic amount of opportunity because he has a depth to his playing. He's got a good ear and a fantastic capacity where he knows what to play and when. So it's pretty limitless. And because he has that kind of an ear and that kind of experience as a producer, I'm happy to say that when the time comes to go into the studio, we will be co-producing that album together.
That was my next question. You got me on that one. I guess my other question that I really would be interested in hearing about is, how are you guys developing the music? Are you doing all of the lyrics, or is he involved with the writing as well as the producing?
Well, I'm definitely the lyric person. Teddy's worth in this project, where I know he can elevate it, he's done it with other projects, is that he hears things in a different capacity than I do as a songwriter. So I like to think we both have good ears. They're just very different. And so when it comes to hearing a new arrangement or a new groove or a new idea, I think Teddy's a great asset in that kind of realm.
And how did you come to choose him? Like, was he keen and eager to jump on board? Or,
well, I don't know. Okay, so back about 5 or 6 years ago, the Aaron McCallum Band was asked to play at Blues Summit 7 with the Toronto Blues Society.
So I was there.
Yes, we said yes, but our current guitar player, Brian Harrison, was in Arizona. So we needed somebody. And of course, being a fan and knowing that Teddy's super capable, I called him and asked if he could just step on in for the Summit showcase. And he did. And it was kind of always in my mind at that point that if there would ever be a time that I would be looking to have somebody join in guitar, like I say, dream team. I got lucky.
Well, boy, I bet everyone out there is going to be quite anxious to hear the new album and to see you guys perform. And it's fantastic news that Teddy's joining you.
I think so. I think that people who come out to shows, and certainly people who will hear the new music that's coming up next, I think they'll see that. The music will reflect this this pairing, this group. Joe, myself, and Teddy, I think we all work together really well. And you get that level of talent, and it's really, it's inspiring.
Well, I think everybody's going to be inspired when they listen to it. So, Aaron, thank you so much for coming on the show, and it's been great seeing you and talking with you again, and we're looking forward to hearing the new music.
Thanks, Ken. It's always a pleasure, and we're looking forward to sharing it with everybody soon.
Well, we're going to play a clip that is from a live show of you and Teddy together, and that's coming up right now.
I went down to Levy to ease my worried mind. Ain't even blues ones left behind. Say that for me, Teddy. I can't even to the ground. Water keep on rising. I can even see the ground. Said there ain't no blues to get me by. My tears don't make a sound. No blues in New Orleans. Lord, there ain't no blues.
Many thanks to Erin McCallum for joining us. Next week, we're going to have Teddy Leonard on the show. We've got a new release from Colin Linden. Well known as a member of Blackie and the Rodeo Kings, he performs with both acoustic and electric guitars. He's a sought-after producer. He's won a whole bunch of awards. His release is called Blow. We're going to hear Ain't No Shame and Angel Next to Me. Colin Linden is singing the blues. From Blow. We've got some tongue-in-cheek humor coming up next. This is Brian Blaine. He's from Toronto Way, well involved with the Toronto Blues Society. His release is called I'm Not 50 Anymore. We've got the title track and Not Worried Blues. Brian Blaine on Blue Source Canada.
If I can't recall your name, old age is wreaking havoc on my brain. But there's one reel left in this movie, and you can have a leading role. But go easy on me, honey. I'm not 50 anymore. The label says they'll sign me if I'm prepared to hit the road. But I can't drive in them blizzards, can't lift them heavy loads. But if it's a short itinerary, if we can keep it close to home, go easy on me, honey. I'm not 50 anymore. Thank you. tell all the pretty women I'm not the man I was before. I don't get out like I used to. Is there a washroom on this floor? I'm blind without my glasses. Just point me to the door. And go easy on me, honey. I'm not 50 anymore.
Everybody, it's Brian Blaine here, and you're listening to Blues Source Canada, where it's the blues that matters most, and Ken Wallace is your host.
And a good vacation, and I'm not worried about the automation. They say we might be going back to coal, but just like in the days of old, we'll be happy. I had some trouble with the girl of my dreams. We've been together since our early teens. But things are changing as we both grow older. And last night you kinda said it was over. But I'm not worried, this has happened before. She'll be back knocking at my door. We'll be happy. Said I'd write a hit tune, but she also said it wouldn't be soon. So I'm a sitting here scratching my head, hoping it happens before I drop dead. But I'm not worried, 'cause it's coming to me. I'll be winning that lottery. I'll be happy. Oh, so happy.
Brian Blaine from I'm Not 50 Anymore. Okay, hold on to your hats. This is some really unusual music. It's Jim Kasson, and he's got together with some other artists to produce an album that is really quite different. Jim Kasson, as most of you would know, is a member of the Mighty Duck Blues Band. He's also in Downchild as their drummer. He's called the release Davis Hall and the Green Lanterns. That's the name of the group, and we're going to ask him why next week when we have a chat with him. We're going to hear Finding Tintern and Crowland. This is Davis Hall and the Green Lanterns. Thank you. Davis Hall and the Green Lanterns from their self-titled release. From Toronto, let's crank it up with Frank Cosentino. He's now in the recording studio putting together his new release. We're going to hear a couple of cuts from his most recent release, Straight to Chaser. Enjoy, Frank Cosentino.
Look out now, watch it now. that you were hurting. Feel like you're doing time. You say the man that you're loving, and you cry about him all the time. It's a shame, it's a sin, when love knocks you on the chin. What you got to say for yourself, baby? Well, you look so good in that tight red dress. Been drinking myself to sleep, I can't get no rest. It's a game that you can't win, when love knocks you on the chin.
Cosentino from Straight to Chaser, and I'm really looking forward to his new album when it gets released. And it sure looks like there's going to be a ton of new albums coming out in the next few months, and we'll be bringing them all to you. This has been Blues Source Canada. I'm Ken Wallace. We're going to play a couple of tunes from Mike Goodrell. He's from the province of Quebec. His new release is called The Isolation Blues. We're going to hear Half a Day from Home and Sea Breeze Blues. Thanks for tuning in. We will catch you again next week.
Trying to stay Marshall Shoals. And I'm half a day from home. Cut out till